Welcome.
No one is thinking about you.
Welcome back, Nick Dooley.
Welcome back. Me.
It's been a long time, Nick Dooley.
Yeah. Do you think the St. Andrew subway station has post-secondary student
passes?
Yeah.
I don't think they do it there. Anyways, viewers, if you want to help Nick
if
out.
Someone send me a message.
Send a message right now while we're recording this.
Yeah. So
figure this
please.
Out.
From the ether. So if you guys want to start talking while I do this, that'd be sweet.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, Karthik, what's going on?
Oh, man. So, you know how we Canada, now we're in Canada, we got an extra hour of daylight.
Oh, so good.
So
yeah,
nice.
That happened to me last week.
I feel so tired today, even though I got an extra hour of life.
I did too.
I was at the pub. Yeah. About an hour ago, and I came back just for the podcast, and then I found out your daylight savings was happened this weekend, so I missed an hour of the pub.
Well, that was the happy hour too, so I'm sorry about that.
No, that was actually pretty good, actually.
Was it the witching hour? So maybe I did do you a solid.
I don't know what that means.
Witches come at that time, and you're allergic to witches, right?
No, I'm so attracted to witches. Oh my god!
Oh shit! I forgot.
Well, and like Sabrina the Teenage Witch is not.
Oh
like,
yeah, and Hermione Granger the.
And Hermione Granger the witch.
The witch.
Not so much like the.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, no, not down. Green skin. If you got green skin, I don't think I'm gonna be into you. Nothing personal nor racist, but I just.
That's pretty fucked up, man. That's pretty racist.
Yo, I don't.
You shitlord, man. You're such a shitlord.
Shitlord. Lord of the shit.
Shitlord.
Yeah, no, but it was good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so let's get into the topics. Gavin, would you like to start?
Start it off.
I heard what your topic was, and it's the same that it was before.
Yeah, okay, so this topic we did before, but we didn't release the
podcast. We definitely released it.
We never released it, so this is a fresh topic for the viewers.
Okay, so if you've been following along this long, you know that we have... Now I've run out of things to talk about, and we have come full circle.
It's only been 17 episodes, and it's over. This is it.
That's it.
Okay, so my topic is the look. We're calling it the look.
The look.
So basically, if you've been listening this whole time, you know that my favorite song of all time is, at least for the moment, Shot the Night by The Killers.
Still?
Favorite song of all time for the moment.
Yeah. It's so good, man. I should have set this up so I could have pinpointed the exact moment. It's during the bridge.
You did this last time.
I know. So during the bridge of the song,
exactly the same.
The two people look at each other after she comes out of her fucking getting made up and shit, and the guy looks at her, and it's like the look of love.
Like, you know when Can't Hardly Wait, when the girl gets her makeover and comes down the stairs, and the Jocko's like, yeah, it's pretty much that.
Pretty much any teen movie makeover where they look at each other. But I like this one a lot because, like, she bites her lips and he just kind of looks like he's fucking starstruck. And he's like, oh, my God. I don't know what I talked about last time about this, but I just thought it was, like, the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's, like, the moment you kind of live for, I think. I don't know if it's, like, a once-in-a-lifetime thing or it can happen a lot. It's happened to me quite a few times, I think.
Yeah.
But, like... We probably look really dumb when we have the look. It's probably not like movie magic. Probably look like,
no. Yeah, I'm kind of scared of that. I try and be like
an 8-year old who discovers their first boner.
Like, you guys think the 8-year old boner is at the same time.
Well, no, it's a movie reference.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Perfect. Jonah Hill is thinking about 8-year old penises.
Yeah.
So they don't have any information about the mess.
So basically, like. But what you're saying is actually kind of funny because I say stuff all the time that at the moment I'm like, that sounds really cute and like it sounds genuine. And then the next day I wake up, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Oh,
I wish
man,
I didn't say
life.
That. Fucking shit.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
talk
God.
About it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
But yeah, dude, you said you had some stuff to say on this because it happens to you all the time.
Yeah, I've been getting this look from people a lot lately.
So, Dooley's the getter of the look,
yeah.
Not the giver of the look.
So what's the glancier?
Like the glancier? the creme de glace?
They are the glancer. I am the glancier.
Yeah.
So the thing... I don't know. My whole mentality is just like, everybody likes you unless there's a reason otherwise. Right. So
that's your mentality.
Everybody loves me until they're like, and they look me right in the eye and they go, "I fucking hate you." And I'm like, "Maybe you don't." So, but like, there's some doubt, some wiggle room. So I don't know. I always try to like be genuine and like look at that person when they're looking at me and like maybe smile, like kind of reflect how they make me feel and in a facial expression. So I smile, mm-hmm. but like the look, like, I don't know, like there's, I always used to, here's something really sappy that I've probably never told anybody, but there's a look a lot of girls that like, my friends that are girls that have their boyfriends, like they look at them and they'll have like a little like, kind of like, so lame, like a twinkle in their eye kind of thing, and you kind of see it, like it's kind of this look like emotion, and sometimes you see it and you go, you catch it and you're like, oh, like, and then I've had like people look at me like that before and like I can remember like every time, and it's like really cool. I think that's, so, I think that's what you're talking about.
It is. It's the look, man. It's when you love someone or you care for someone so deeply, and you,
your eyes
you
twinkle them, somehow.
Yeah, scientifically, there's a twinkle.
Scientific tinkle.
Scientific magic.
We should get Chris to, because he's a scientist, even though it's earth science, but this should be his thesis. For
well,
his
yeah,
master's.
It happens on Earth, correct?
There's a fossil on this wall. Just smashes the wall. There's a fossil.
That's such a...
One time we were looking at waterfalls in Hamilton, and Chris was like, "I bet you there's a fossil in this rock." Just smashes the rock against another rock. He's like, "Look, there it is. There's a fossil." First try. It was like the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
Maybe that's what he went to school for, like all those years for. You just get really in tune with the fossils.
The sickest. It's like the sickest party trick I've probably ever seen anybody do.
Yeah,
like you could be a magician, pull a rabbit out of your asshole, and I'd be like, "Yo, okay, my buddy found a fossil
out
of the air." Like,
yeah, just by saying, "Here's a fossil."
Yeah. So I do understand the look.
Yeah, look pretty cool.
It's cool when people look at you like that. Feels good.
Do you think you've ever looked at someone like that before?
I don't know. I don't know if my eyes twinkle. Will I like see it in my eye?
I feel like the look is accompanied by a feeling as well. So you don't really recognize that you do it. Also, can we note that the look, when we probably all do it, or you know somebody else does it, they probably don't look. Like 50% of the time, it's going to be like the most dumb looking face ever.
Kind of like coming?
Yeah. Kind of like coming.
Vinegar strokes?
Vinegar. This new season of fucking The League is the best, though, by the way.
The Ray Rice reference I had on the newest episode that was like so subtle was so good with Andre and his cat in the elevator.
Oh, I haven't seen the latest episode then.
Really good.
Oh my God, Nick.
Oh, shit.
Well, whatever. It doesn't really reveal the plot.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So the look. Yeah, I guess you can say that maybe we look stupid when giving it, but do you think you've ever actually thought you've given it?
Oh, man.
Do you ever try to is a better question.
I think trying to.
Like,
completely
trying to, like, you squint
it.
Really hard, like, my eyes glistening when I look at you.
Are you trying to be that guy who sent that video to the girl where he's standing there looking at the camera with the Drake song playing?
What?
I've seen that. That's so disturbing.
Yeah, that guy, he was definitely trying to give the look of, like, you know, here's a twinkle in my eye.
Yeah, I think it loses its magic if you're recording it on YouTube to it, like, 0 to 100 for a girl. Or like,
just for the listeners at home, I found the time. It's 2:44. If you just YouTube "Shot at the Night" by The Killers, 2:44.
And YouTube, look that shit up.
And if you want to hear what I'm talking about,
just look at you. Just
look at me.
Look at my general direction. Yeah.
And hopefully my aurora.
Personally experience
my
it,
aurora.
Your aurora borealis.
Of the Glancier will reflect. I think when people look at me and their eyes twinkle, it's not because they're looking at me in admiration. I think it's just because I shine bright like a diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
Yeah.
It reflects in their eyes.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's actually, that's really good. That's really funny. I'm hilarious.
Do you guys believe in true love at all?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
I think so.
On some,
we can hope, right? I think it's sad if you don't.
I do truly love you.
Oh man, we're hetero life mates.
Yeah,
hetero
sucks. Life mates. I wish it was a girl.
Yeah,
that'd be weird though, man.
I don't know. We probably like. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
No. Well, I think worst case, in like 50 years. Not even 50 years. Yeah, 50 years. If we...
No.
If we're still single, man, we have a marriage pact. One of us can turn into a girl.
No.
Yeah, you guys can do that.
That'd be the worst.
Then you can fuck her right in her pussy.
Worst. Fuck her right in the pussy. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck him right in her parts that they slapped
switched
on.
Yeah.
Hey, Wait, okay, so wait. True love, yes or no?
Yeah, there's no argument. There's no debate here to talk about. Yeah,
Nick, did you listen to the last week's episode at all?
No. I almost did.
Thought about it. It was really good.
I know.
But we talked about she-males. That was just pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, I forgot about the she-male talk.
Yeah, it's coming back around, man. It's coming back around.
Live to come. Come to live.
Oh, yeah, it's because we're in a different setting when we record. I don't remember any of our like thing. Come ghosts. There we go.
Yeah.
Bam.
It's true. Yeah, we're in a different. We're in my office now, so not as cool as the Girth.
I don't know if anyone's ever noticed that the quality is a little different.
Probably better, to be honest.
Cooler.
Ooh, shots fired.
Because I can actually mix and stuff, right? It's a little bit different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
got some fancy tricks.
What are your thoughts on the Glanciers listener?
The Glance.
Tweet us at Noitoy.
Noitoy Podcast.
Podcast.
Jesse Law, what do you think?
It's not Muay Thai.
What do you think?
It's not Muay Thai. Cool. Noitoy.
Noitoy.
It's Noitoy, baby.
Noitoy.
Noitoy. Sounds like.
I always have to write this shit down. No one is thinking about it. So Noitoy.
We should have named it something shorter.
Noitoy.
Well, we messed up there. We're too far in.
We'd be thinking about you because that's actually all we do.
Yeah, but that's Frank Ocean song.
Yeah.
And then anytime anyone...
No one's thinking about you.
We did that before, too.
Yeah, we did that.
I know. It's just all going around. We're running out of ideas.
We're already treading on the used material.
This is our holiday special where we just go through all the highlight reels.
The best of.
We should do a best of. Yeah, can someone mix that?
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I don't think we have enough best moments to have a best of. I could sum up the best of in 2 points. Yo, grass. And the time that Gavin said that he should kill all the people on the earth who are bad.
I don't know if we released that episode. So
or you should go. We can go like the old ones too, and like the first ones, just like.
We have unreleased episodes like Jurassic Park shit.
Yeah, I'm going to Raptors game tomorrow. I'm gonna get another Raptors. I'm gonna get into basketball. Shouldn't be hard.
I would like to. Make sure that you get a high five from Michael Jordan.
Apparently, Michael Jordan's a huge asshole. I don't think I want to high five him. But like Space Jam though, so I'm like, probably.
Yeah, you probably still want to.
All right, Karthik, what's your actually? Look on the mine. Mine's
yeah. Let's get into something fresh.
Fresh.
So we're gonna go.
Go to my topic. You want
to go? We'll go to mine. Mine's like a little nice bridge middle part. All right, so my topic is what your cell phone case says about you as an individual. So we can also talk about other people, like you know those huge like rhinestone cat faces.
Let's go through us
or,
first.
And then at work, a whole run through, I see a lot of girls who are like really rich and have those McDonald's fry phone cases. I've seen a couple of them.
Oh, like those big rubber ones that like make your phone like twice the size.
But they look like fries.
Yeah. Or the Asian girls with the
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. So, okay. So we'll start with us. Gavin, what's your phone case?
Yeah. I'll show it to you, but you
can my friend has the same one.
Just a plain. Yeah, it's Josh has the same one. It's plain blue with some black edges.
It's very secure.
Pretty sturdy. Very secure.
You know, doesn't matter.
No. You can probably look it up. Spigen. Spigen. Bought it for $5 at the...
Imagine being like, what do you want to call our cell phone case company? Spigen.
Spigen.
Fucking Spigen, man.
Richtelfine.
Sounds like a racial slur. Fucking Spigen.
Yeah. Okay.
What would that be a racial slur of?
Well, I don't know. Maybe let's not dive into that. Leave that there.
We should not make our own racial slurs.
Again.
Spigen.
Spigen.
Again.
Oh, my favorite thing I've ever seen is like when Louis C.K. was like, Jew is like the only correct term and derogatory term for like the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm always...
Did you guys see the Brad Pitt between two friends?
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that shit. Karthik, how great is it?
Not bad. I don't feel as strongly as everyone else did.
It was really funny. But anyways, you're saying, Nick.
I don't know. Anyways, we're talking about cases. So, Karthik, do you have a case on your phone?
Wait, what does mine say about me? What does that say?
Regular guy.
You're a regular guy.
Yeah.
No, well, it shows that you're cautious man.
You have a white
man.
Phone, right?
And
but you got a blue
white
case. Phone, yeah. So it's saying that, like... You got all this white guilt.
White guilt.
True.
You just hide under your whiteness. You try to hide your whiteness, but everyone knows that you're just a white supremacist.
That's why I'm friends with you fucking guys.
Fucking hide my whiteness. You do a podcast to make sure that everyone knows about it.
What's the name of your phone case again?
Spigen.
Spigen.
So Spigen's now going to be a derogatory term for white guys who have white guilt.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it to us.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm Spigen Master Race.
Spig and Master Race, yeah. Baby.
Spig and Master Race. Right.
No, it. I think it shows that you're cautious. You don't like you like to play it safe, but you don't have a thing on the front that protects the front, right?
But no, you do, I don't.
Like, maybe you've had some bad relationships in the past with your cell phones that break when you drop them, so you got a nice case.
You're like palm reading.
That's what we're doing.
Shit.
That's what we're supposed to do. It's the topic.
Shit, I'm not a psychic like that. Okay, well, I'm excited.
Right? Would you agree though? Like, have you ever had like a bad phone and you're like, "This is a good phone. I like it. Now I'm gonna protect it."
Bad phone, palm reading. No. Gavin's whole palm reading.
I think you have it because that when we played Warped Tour, your double flip phone.
Oh, that, you know what? Yeah, that was my prized possession.
Oh, the double flip. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So now you don't want to take risks. You like this phone. You don't want it to go up in smoke when you play Warped Tour next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up in smoke, Holly Springs. Karthik, your turn.
What's your phone?
Okay.
Is that a case?
No case.
No case.
That's my phone, Gavin. Look at it. I have no case on it. But I got this back thing that looks like leather and it feels really nice.
Okay, so you're.
And I got this front screen thing. It's all scratched up, but I got another one.
But you want to protect. You want to protect the screen.
Oh yeah.
And
sure.
The back. Like, the back. It's like,
the
it's
back
like
is
a,
not your protection. It's just because it looks dope.
Yeah, it looks good.
And it feels really good in your hand.
So you're superficial and you don't care about anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. No, you care about appearance because like you're I think it's like something like you care about how things look and how things.
You know what the funny thing is, too? This the back thing has got me more questions.
This is actually a really great thing, because we all have different phone cases.
Yeah.
I'm fucking genius. So,
let's see the next case. So, okay, so I'm just... I'm a guy who just cares about superficial shit.
Pretty much.
I have an iPhone 5. It's there's one scratch on the bottom of the glass, but it doesn't really affect anything. The back's all fucked up because I drop it all the time, and
yeah, and your side's
screen
kind of
pops up a bit, and like all the metal parts are all fucked up.
So you have no case. You have
no case. I have no case on my iPhone. Case. It's all beat up.
So
I guess you give no fucks.
Risk taker. What can I say? I just I think this one will last me like 2 or 3 more years, but like fucking risk it. See how it goes. I don't know.
You know what? It's kind of funny because it. Besides Karthik, I was just being a dick to Karthik saying superficial. I think Karthik is more like a classy kind of laid back.
It's like.
Like, just fashion over function.
Yeah, but he still has a screen protector to protect the screen because it's, like, important.
Yeah, exactly. So he's cautious, but he's also
to be practical, but
savvy.
Make it look good.
Fashion savvy, practical.
Yeah, your phone's pretty big to start.
And Nick, you're, like, no fucks. Like,
yeah, Nick.
Whatever, man. The world gives what it takes, and I'm very, like, cautious and, like, but also cheap.
But it's really good. I really like, I think it gives it character. I think it looks fucking sick.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Like, my phone
does.
Has, like, all these, like, remember we were going to Mumufuku, and we had, like, I dropped my phone, and it slid across the thing. Yeah, that's what these scratches are from on the back. Looks sweet.
I used to back when I used to play with you guys. I had an iPhone 3G.
Yeah,
the OG shit, and it was mint condition. And then took it on tour, and I carrying amps, I cracked the back of it. And then for like the next 2 years, I was like, it's just like a little crack in the bottom because it's plastic before.
Yeah,
they go into the metal. And so it was just like, yo, this is the time. This is where I cracked it when we played this show at this place when I carried the amp like this. Like, it forever stuck in my memory. Like, that was, like, the character.
Yeah. There's a dent on the top of my phone. I got it because it was the first day I got it.
Oh, man.
I wrecked, like, the structural integrity of the phone. But, yeah, so that's cool. So,
that's
viewers, what does your cell phone say about you or whatever? And
Send us a picture of it and we'll judge
you. What
do
you think about the people who have, like, the those bunny ear cases and stuff? You know, like, there's the case iPhone cases that have little bunny ears on top.
I think it's like,
I can't
like,
talk about that, Max.
I think it's supposed to be like a cute thing that's like, oh, I like animals and my phone looks like Louise from Bob's Burgers.
It's kawaii.
Kawaii. No, you know kawaii. Yeah. Super kawaii is the ones that's like, here's my phone.
It's a Hello Kitty the size of your fist.
Yeah.
It's
a minion from Despicable Me. It's Spider-Man. It's Batman or whatever. There was a guy who's in one of my classes who had a Spider-Man case for his iPhone, like one of those rubber big ones. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's meant for girls. Like, where did you get a girl to buy this for you and then like she gave it to you?
I feel like if you're a girl, you can pretty much get away with any phone case.
Yeah. You put it in a purse, right?
Yeah.
Though I do think that Nick is correct in saying that you can tell a lot about a person from their phone case.
Oh, yeah.
But guys, you gotta have to. What is he showing me? Oh, wait. Has to even. I can't see the name. Is it who I think it is? Oh God. Oh God.
Sorry. That was an. I don't know what I mean to do that. It just happened.
Listeners, go around this person's
Instagram.
No. Me and Jesse, Kurt, we like text each other about it, and like it's whole.
Do you still?
Yeah, like at least like once every 2 weeks.
Amazing. I love Jesse.
I haven't seen in a while. Yeah. Talking about cases. Cases are cool.
Well, phone, you know.
Yeah, so send.
We're saying your phone says a lot about you. It's because, like, your phone has basically become, like, everyone uses their phone all the time, every day, for everything now.
Yeah, and it's weird when people, like, you know, people are kind of weird when they, like, kind of show them your phone. Like, some people are, like, really weird about it.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll be like, oh, like, here, look at this. And I'll just, like, hand them my phone. They'll be like, oh, like, hey. Do I take it from you or do I?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just a fucking phone. Know why? Like, hold it, look at it. Like, it's not a big deal.
It's become so personal. So, like,
yeah, oh, yeah. The things on your phone are like, they incriminate you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So, like, it's like, here's your tool that's also a fashion accessory that is super personal. So, it's like, now it's like handing somebody your baby, kind of. You know, it's like, oh, here, hold my baby. They're like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. Imagine breaking your friend's cell phone. Oh, yeah. Like,
whose phone did I drop? I dropped Leslie's phone. Like, phone girl.
Let me check this out. This is my background.
Oh, yeah. This is my background. My Sony Ericsson white phone.
Look at that. It's Kirsten Dunst.
Check out my background.
Oh, no. It's not Kirsten Dunst.
No, this is Summer and Seth.
Seth Cohen.
Upside down kissing.
What is your phone?
Now we're showing. Mine's a bunch of skulls.
Yeah, what do your background say about you?
Mine's a picture of a bunch of skulls from the French catacombs that I edited to make look really scary.
Yeah, that's dope. Very Halloween.
So your phone backgrounds can say a lot
but
about
then
you as well.
Yeah, my inside background is a bunch of mountains because that looks dope.
I just like cool scenery. Like, I found this really cool stock photo site that has a bunch of like pre-licensing photos.
That's exactly, that's what I do. I just
Dooley, you know what you are?
Who are you?
Fucking Wanderlust, bro.
I am the Wanderlust, bro.
Wanderlust.
You're a fucking Wanderlust.
Yeah, that word.
I'm going to get a tattoo on my foot. So you know that it's real.
Nick, stop. Yeah. When's your septum piercing coming in?
And then my birds. I got some birds on my back, too.
And your anger tattoo that says, we'll never drown or something.
Yeah. Never sank, baby.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna get my sleeve down a bit more as well.
Really? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do for Christmas.
Yeah, more,
my Christmas
more
gift
grass?
To myself.
More grass. Yo, grass.
No, I want to get rid of the grass because I don't like it.
Good. That didn't take long.
Yeah, so fuck my life.
Are you going to go somewhere else?
What?
You guys get to go to another. A lot of artists won't go over other people's work and shit like that.
But he's in England. That's the Wild West.
Yeah, there you go.
Literally west of us.
It's not going over too much. I just don't like the bottom and how it ends. So I just gotta be like, yo, let's go over this a bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyways, let's get into. Well, let's break for a second and thank Mars.
Thank you, Mars.
Oh, blessed is Mars. Thanks, Mars. Thank you for your daily Mars.
Praise.
Mars.
Yeah,
my Halloween party, we put out like 600 cases of Mars bars, and they all went because everybody just loves Mars so much.
Yeah.
And they're like, Nick.
We also put out 600 bars of other stuff, but no one took the other
stuff.
Yeah,
no, so I have a bunch of fucking nougat bars at my house. If anybody wants some shitty nougat bars.
You can just use them as like firewood.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
That's what I was about
to
say.
We were throwing them at kids.
And the kids wouldn't
even take them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, based Mars.
And the raccoons wouldn't take them, the pigeons.
Nothing.
Man, why isn't Mars paying us so much money?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Because they pay us in Mars bars.
So they gave all the money to fucking Betty White for that commercial where she's like, you're hungry. And she's like, I'm old. And then she eats it. And then
isn't that Snickers?
No.
The Mars?
You're not you when you're hungry. Mars.
That's Snickers.
I don't know what that is. I know. I've seen the commercials. But
I literally have a degree in advertising and I have not a fucking clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's Snickers. It's okay. Forgive
Mars,
us, Mars.
Don't listen to that.
Oh, I did. A few weeks ago, I did walk past the Mars headquarters in Toronto. They were very gracious to me. They let me look at their sign. It was really nice.
They started throwing fucking Mars bars at you. Like you're a stripper, like making it rain Mars bars.
Make it rain. That wouldn't be that bad. Make it rain. Those mini ones. I want a mini. I and also right before this podcast, I was feeling down, but I ate a little mini Mars bar and it took me right back up.
On a crescendo.
Yeah. On a crescendo. Up on a Mars
constantly
crescendo.
On a crescendo.
Mars TM
yeah.
trademark.
No, my Halloween party.
Trademark of Mars Incorporated.
There was actually a bunch of candies, and I went through and I picked out all the Swedish berries and fuzzy peaches and took them to my room because I knew everybody would eat all the candy.
Yeah.
Just so I could have them for later. And like, I forget who told me. They're like, you're such a like selfish asshole. I'm like, yo, okay. Do you know how good Swedish berries are?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Literally the best. That's so amazing. I hoarded them all. I hid them all in my room. And then I was like, oh, like, I was like, okay, I took them, like, I was giving them my roommates, and I left, like, two more, like, in my underwear drawer. Man, you
was there a lot of people at the Halloween party?
I don't know. Wasted.
Wasted.
No, there was a good amount of people. Really, I wasn't, like, embarrassed when people came over, and I was like, oh, there's no one here.
I'm glad the parties are continuing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the parties never stop. The
mental yeah, I can't
falling.
Wait till next year. I'll be back home.
Sean was really hungover.
Yeah, wasn't Leslie sick?
Yeah, she went to Pickering. She didn't come.
That's sad.
Cool.
Anyways, let's get into the last one.
And we'll wrap her topic?
Up. Yeah, what is your topic? I don't even know what your topic is.
My topic is, what's the best deal you ever got? So, like, we're going to basically talk about when you're buying and selling stuff in the free market.
Well, as soon as you told me this.
What's the best deal you ever got?
All right, so I have a lot of cool Craigslist stories.
Okay, yeah. This is where I want to hear exactly.
So one of my first Craigslist deals ever was I had this Marshall MG, like, solid state stack. I bought from Stuart Aiken from The Silhouettes. It was, like, really cool.
Stuart Aiken.
So, I'm like, what's my Craigslist? I'm like, I got rid of this. I got to buy, like, a 5150. Whatever, 5150. Yeah. So, has it been an hour?
No. It's cool. It says one there. It's 25 minutes, brother.
Cool. So, I got this 5150. No, I got this amp. And then I put it on Craigslist. And this guy's like, yo, like, I have this thing with Dave Brown sound from Sum 41. Like, if you drive out to Peterborough, I'll give you this drum set that's, like, worth $1,300 for your stack. Like, all right. Like, no sweat. And then he's like, I also have this other drum kit, this PV drum kit that's just, like, kicking around, too. I'll give it to you as well. Like, cool.
Okay.
I kind of remember this now.
Yeah, no, the story gets better. Yeah. So me and my buddy Mike, who played drums in my band at the time, I was like, I'll give you the drums, and you can just buy me my amp, and we'll call it even. Because, like, this is, like, you remember Mikey's Mapex drum kit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This is where that came from.
Yeah.
So we drive out in the middle of a snowstorm to Peterborough. This guy's like, yeah, sounds good. Like, rad. Take my shit. See you later. I'm like, cool. A couple weeks later, he sends me an email. He's like, yo, I had no idea this was some... He even asked me over there. He's like, is this solid state or tube? I'm like, it's solid state. And he's like, okay, whatever. And he still does it. And then he's like, yo, I had no idea...
This is
the biggest piece of shit in the world, and I just, like, gave you, like, all of my money, and I was like, well, like, you offered it to me, like, you didn't do any research.
Yeah,
sucks for you.
You didn't.
And then he turns out he used to go to high school in Pickering at Pine Ridge, and he knew Gavin's girlfriend at the time, and he, like, added me to MSN, and he was, like, trying to, like, get a hold of me, and I was like, yo, I already sold it. Sorry, like, it's gone. So
that's the best news.
That's
ever.
The best. That's, like, one. And my Vegas high roller I bought for, like, pennies, for what it's worth.
Pennies.
Do you still have that guitar?
Yeah, I play it. Like, me and Sean jam sometimes. Yeah. Get real stoned and fucking play guitar.
Never sell it. I love that guitar.
Oh, it's, like, soon to go.
Soon to go.
And so what else is a good deal that I got? I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, what have I bought recently? I don't know. I don't really buy guitar stuff anymore. But I used to, like, buy, like, a lot of guitar stuff and get, like, really killer deals. Oh, my Viper 400 was, like, $260, and I gave him, like, $13 in change because it was, like, all I had. I sold my Tempest to Lama Quaid for, like, $200 and then drove to this guy's house and bought that Viper 400. And then I posted on Kijiji for a trade, and some kid's just like, some kid who came to my house, like, a year or two ago, and he's just like, I'm like, oh, I know you. I didn't say anything. And I was like, yo, you have my Viper. And now you play, like, acoustic guitar, and you're all, like, arty. And I'm like, you're, like, an emo kid. Came over, didn't even play, like, in the guitar, didn't even play a note. I was like, sounds good. And he bought it. You're like, I'll give you $500 for it. I'm like, that's double what I paid. Like, okay.
So you guys have such good good luck on Craigslist.
Yeah,
well, not
I was always the opposite. I always had, like, I kept selling down for some reason, because I kept buying new for some reason and then selling it, and
your Firebird was a really good deal. You traded your Goddess for it.
Yeah, but the Goddess was worth, I bought it new for, like, $1,600, and then I got my Firebird for, that was only worth, like, $1,200. And I wish I never sold that guitar, though. That's the love of my life.
Yeah, you should track it down. I'll buy it.
Yeah, seek her out.
I know exactly where the guy works, so.
Yeah, doesn't he work at, like, John Street?
He works, right across from Much Music.
Yeah, yeah.
Up on where you walked by
that
all
building?
The time, by the Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's like a bunch of ad agencies in that building, like Grips in there.
Yes, second floor.
Well, maybe,
man,
I can get in touch with them and,
well, maybe
extort
I'll,
him.
Maybe I'll intern for him, and I can be like, he's like, yo, I got this sick Firebird. And I'll be like, oh, and I just steal it.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Nah. Yeah. So what's supposed to you have? Like, you bought, like, a sweater?
Oh, yeah, I don't do the music here so much. Best yoga. Okay, so, like, 3 weeks ago, went into Black Market, right? And they had some sale or some shit. Heads up, Tim Paul works there now. Said hi to him.
Oh, so I won't go in there. No, okay.
And then, anyways, I walk in and I see that they got leather jackets for $10, and I check the rack, and they have a shearling coat, like,
shearling.
So, like, think about, you know, Bane from Batman,
yeah,
the new one. You know that dope jacket that he wears with the collar and it's all like fuzzy on the inside?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like I got one of those coats. Those cost like $300 for $10.
Sick.
And I'm so excited to wear it. And I just wanted that's basically why I brought this topic up because I got a dry clean. I got a dry clean I was gonna wear it today, but it's not cold enough.
Your picture?
No. I can only
you think because you have this coat that like gives you power over me?
I love Gavin's van impression. It's so bad. He always does it too, like all the time.
Yeah, I haven't done that shit for like 2 months.
Also, I like how you try to be sneaky about putting your hand over your mouth to make the voice happen. That was not subtle at all. That was like, I can see you twitching and like slowly edging your fingers over your face. That's
so that's your good deal.
Oh no, okay. Here's this one deal too.
My house is a really good deal.
Your house?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like the place you live right now?
Yeah, it's a really good deal.
Oh, the loft. Yeah, friend hooked you up. Deal.
Shame. Shane got a good deal and then just passed on the savings.
Pass it on. Grandfathered in, yo.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. Exactly. I haven't seen Shane in a while.
Yeah, it's just, thank you. Thank you, base
I tried
Shane.
To message Shane and he didn't answer me, so.
Yeah, but he's always working. Yeah. And twerking.
Working at twerking. What's another good deal I got? Oh, I got these Red Wings boots. They cost like $300.
Yeah.
Went to the Bay. I was going to buy them for $200 online. And I went into the Bay.
Really?
And I was
the
like,
Red Wings?
And I was like, hey, I want to try them on just so I can order them online. But I didn't say the online part.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, I don't have these ones. You want to try these other ones on? I think of your size. I was like, okay, might as well. Try them on. He's like, hey, this has a sticker on it. Let me go check what the price is. He's like, yo, they're $75.
Did I whisper it to you?
And I was like, what? And he's like, yo, if you don't take them, I am. And he's like, if you don't take them, you're retarded.
That's amazing.
And I was like,
imagine like working in a store.
You can't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Then second of all, he's like, if you don't take them, I'm taking them. He's like, yo, what size are they again, man? He's like, oh yeah, that's my size. So like, if you don't take them, it's not a big deal. But like,
that's a good sales tactic though.
Yeah. Well, no, I do that all the time as well. But I think he's being real because I've never seen like people on the internet talk about those boots all the time, and they're like, oh, I got them on sale for $10 off, because they never go on sale. And I was like. I don't want to tell people about how cheap I got it because I feel like somebody would stab me.
Oh yeah,
a redditor from Frugal Miller Fashion would stab me.
Oh for sure, I don't pee. That's like I got them for free, bitch. Frugal Miller Fashion.
Yeah, exactly. Felt like a celebrity for like a week though after that.
It's always the best getting new clothes and just feeling like
yeah. I bought a sweater when I bought my Halloween shirt and it was like $34, but whatever. Like,
Everything here is so expensive, man.
Yeah.
Why aren't you living at fucking store?
At where?
Primark.
Primark.
Yeah. So, Primark is great, but like everything else is kind of expensive.
Okay,
so I don't
only buy your groceries at Primark.
Yeah. It went so far as like I emailed my mom and I was like, you have to send me a care package with a pair of jeans and some sweaters because I can't afford clothes here, and then. But to ship it out would cost $150.
Yeah, okay. So just like,
so I was like, fuck my life. So now I have to. I'm forced to go buy some clothes, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Where's your bartending job? Where you get?
Yeah, work at Subway.
Where you got fat tips because you got a fat butt.
You don't have tips in England.
I tried out for two. Well, I applied for two jobs. I didn't get them, so I gotta keep looking. All the bartending jobs and waiter jobs here, they kind of require you to have prior experience, which is like, well. How are you supposed to get prior experience if you can't get the job in the first place?
Yeah,
you gotta work your way up. You gotta be bar back, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try something. But anyways, my deals all have to do with recording. I think.
Okay.
We really lucked out with recording stuff because so the first time we recorded, we went to Jordan Valeriot's studio in Guelph, Sundown Studios, with Inlights, and
like
we recorded
back
two songs.
He was like such a hot shot.
Yeah, but we recorded two songs. They're $250 each. And then they didn't turn out well, like the mix didn't turn out well or something, and
was
Jordan
really
was really embarrassed because Jordan didn't record it. It was, I don't even remember the guy's name, Dave or something?
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there, no. But anyways, you were there the next time, though.
Yeah.
You benefited from the shitty recordings. So they weren't good. So Jordan was like really kind of embarrassed, and he's like, yo, come back, I'll remix those two songs, and I'll give you two songs for free. And then we're like, okay, so we might as well pay for an extra two songs and then just release a whole EP of, like,
yeah.
stuff. So we recorded Constellations for, like, $500.
RiverCourt, there's no deals on RiverCourt.
No, there was. RiverCourt, no, wait, there wasn't. But we did, because of RiverCourt, Ace and Jocelyn, remember, Adam Fair took like too long to record.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll give you 579 for free. So he got a free song out of recording Ace and Jocelyn, and fucking On the 579 is like the best song ever.
That's true.
And then also for the first heist CD, I recorded like the four songs for $1,500 with Adam Fair, which is a pretty decent deal.
Yeah, that is.
So I don't know. We get a lot of, and Newcomb hooked us up a bit as well. Like he was really nice about his prices with us. So we always get deals recording somehow.
And now you record this podcast for free.
Yeah, there we go.
Free for life, baby.
Free for life.
What but yeah, I'm not really good with shopping for deals. I think the best deal I got was like my Epiphone Goth for $200.
I was telling me and Sean really doing the dishes, and I was like talking, like, yeah, like they went to Lamplight, bought this, and was like, I could have got a better deal like online, but like it was just there and I bought it. I'm like, it's like when Gavin used to go to Lamplight, like every time he'd come back with like a new guitar and be like, it's such a good deal though.
No, the episode, the Les Paul Goth was a good deal for $200 flat out.
Yeah, that was all right.
Gothic. And then you sold that to a guy we went to school with, right?
No, that was the SG Gothic, which was a bad deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With the skull face pick guard.
That's so Gavin.
Yeah. So Gavin.
That's so ninth grade.
That's so Raven.
Yeah, but that's the extent of my deal. So a lot of.
Okay, so we have no like catches that. Yet. I guess we're not buying houses and shit yet. When you're like, I saved $100,000 on my mortgage.
Yeah, no.
That'd be dope, you know?
That'd be a cool spot.
The only thing that sucks is you don't feel that shit.
Freshest podcast.
You don't feel
I
that
really
shit.
I want to buy a muscle car when I get back and fix it up. So hopefully I get a good deal on that.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw your money away.
In my right now, well, here, this is something you might want to hear. My dad got a hatchback 91 Honda Civic for $250. It's in my garage right now.
And he's just like working on it?
He's like basically it's a project car. I can scrap it and get more money than I pay for it. Or he wants my brother to start trying to fix it up and stuff because he's learning some auto shop in school.
Karthik, why aren't you hopping on this thing?
What do you mean? Like learning to fix it up?
Yeah.
Because it's too fucking cold right now. We're not doing anything yet.
Yeah. Did it snow there?
No.
It flurried on
Saturday
Halloween.
Morning.
Yeah. That's fucked up. I keep looking at the Toronto weather, and over here it's always at least 10 degrees warmer.
10 degrees warmer. So what's the weather there right now?
Let me
check. How many centigrade?
Right now it's only 4.
4 degrees. Okay, that's fucking cold.
And in Toronto right now, apparently it's 11. So that's about
it. Well, oh, good math, Gavin.
No, wait.
Yeah,
this
is about 10 degrees.
Your math is very weak.
Nah. So, okay. So this week it goes 11, 9, 12, 13, 13. And in Toronto it goes 12, 12, 9, 5, 6. And so our lowest low is 4 and your lowest low is 1. So I don't know. It's slightly warmer.
So, yeah. So there you go. Everything you said is wrong. Canada is now the warmest country in the world. England sucks.
You guys want to listen to my podcast where we talk about the weather?
I kind of do, actually.
We talk about the weather. It's not true. Yeah, but maybe you're just the Ice King or Ice Wizard, whatever.
Ice King, baby.
Ice King, yeah.
Baby. Yeah, anyways, so. Podcast, right.
This is kind of like a laid-back podcast. I'm really getting into I'm already feeling with the warmth and the coldness. The warmth inside houses and the coldness outside. The Christmas season and all that.
Christmas is coming.
It's coming. Yeah. It's November. It's the first week of November, but I'm already feeling it, man.
Stark words, baby.
Yeah. Man, life is too short. Christmas is coming.
Yeah. Didn't your grade 4 teacher like just say that randomly? It's like worth your entire life.
Completely randomly. And it was just like, oh my God.
It is coming.
Life is too short.
It changed everything for you.
Yeah. I'm sad I'm not coming home for Christmas. I really kind of wanted to.
Yeah, me and Carrie keep talking about going to Coachella and like driving down. I'm like, I think I'm supposed to go to England. I was like, but I'd totally do that. So we're gonna drive down to Bonnaroo, which is in Tennessee.
Well, I wasn't expecting you in England because you said you weren't gonna show up until the summertime or something.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on. My mom's going to Hong Kong for Christmas, so I'm gonna be
alone at Christmas.
Well, no, I'll probably go to my dad's. Two parents, baby. Two Christmases.
Two parents.
Still 23 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to get, I got something that bothers me, but really shouldn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I thought I saw a lot of shit. Yeah, okay, get one. Yeah.
Okay. So what's up with people who are like, their whole thing is like affiliations with brands and stuff, you know? So this is a person you're thinking of and they're like, I'm a Ford person and here's my Monster drink.
Oh yeah, it's a Jeep thing.
And it's a Jeep thing and the Raptors and Blue Jays Girl for Life. And it's
those people are my okay, so
who are you if all those things didn't exist, who are you? What are you?
Well, they wouldn't know because they don't know anything else.
Exactly, man. What's up with that?
Sick. Tip your fedora and call everybody sheep, Karthik.
Yeah, sheeple. Wake up! Consumerism is killing the earth. Go vegan or go black.
This is what I think about.
Go black? Like, what?
Yeah, because you never go back.
Oh my god.
Alright, what's the name of your cell phone case again? Sherple?
Spiegel?
Spaggin. Spiggin. Spiggin.
Spiggin.
Spaggot?
Yeah, you spiggin scum. Spiggin. You spiggin shitlord. You wouldn't understand this.
You spaggot.
No one said that.
Fucking
yeah, over here, everyone's always just like, oh man, I don't even know. Whatever. It's England. Everyone's just like, let's go for a fag. Like, let's go have a fag. Well, yeah, and I'm like, this is the weirdest thing you guys are just saying this so nonchalantly all the time.
Yeah.
I just want to go for a fag. I just want to go for a fag. Fag. Yeah. All right. Like, I don't know. It's brutal. Well, that's, yeah. You live on the different side of the planet.
Yeah things are different around here. Oh, I've learned some. You guys want to know some words for slut?
Yeah.
Word for slut.
Sloop. All right. I mean, slag. S-L-A-G. Slag.
What? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, slag is a
slower.
Apparently,
slunt.
You're pretty slutty.
Thought.
Sket.
Snorax.
Sket. S-K-E-T.
Sket.
Sket.
Sket. Yeah.
Sket.
Okay.
So slag and sket. So for all you listeners out there that are wanting to make fun of people, there you go. Oh, bell ends as well.
What?
Bell ends a big one. Yeah, it means the head of a penis.
Yeah.
Bell end.
Tip of the dick to you.
Bell end. Yeah. So you call someone a bell end. Don't be a bell end.
Yeah.
Your dick.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Learning some,
here learning in America, we like to say, don't be a dickhead. Yeah. Like the head of the dick. It's very...
they say knob too, right? Knob, wanker.
Yeah, bus wanker. Yeah, wanker's good.
So who are these people who don't know things about? That's what it tells, man. Like, you're not... Some people will never be as aware as you are. And I don't think it's fair for you to judge them in such a way.
People who are affiliated with brands, their whole life revolves around brands.
Yeah,
that,
people
that is
have
so
those,
shitty.
Those like Exco like rhino tattoos.
Yeah, or just like here's just a bunch of like, I don't know. Here's a bunch of branding that defines me. Like when I see people explain themselves like that, it's like, okay, now take away all that. What else do you do? And it's like, oh, they're always the people who I like hanging out and doing things.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I like hanging out with people, having fun.
Having fun, doing things.
Having a good time.
Having a good time.
I just want to have a good time.
Yeah, with my it's a Jeep thing though. So you,
but
so
like,
you
don't
understand.
You wish you were so simple that it was just like, these are the things that make me happy. I am having a good time.
I would love that actually.
Yeah.
No, I would not want to be basic. It's frustrating.
Yeah, but being basic would also mean not knowing your basic.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss, whole situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Someone,
yeah, but you gotta wake up, sheeple.
If you like went to someone like
tip
that,
the fedora to you. Oh, God.
If you told someone like that they were basic, they wouldn't understand, which is actually
maybe that's a good
which
thing.
Is actually like the most incredible thing I've probably ever figured out for myself. Like, you're basic. They're like, no, I'm not. And then like they just like that's it. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, no, I disagree.
I'm the subject of like brands and stuff. Well, what about like the car? You know those like family things? Like, oh, this is my family. We're
on the back of the car.
We're
the stickers,
we're one father and like a mother and a daughter and.
Our son does karate and our daughter is ballet.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about that is that their whole world is their family, but to you, they're just another random family, and you could not give a fuck. But to them, it's important.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Like, people are people. Like, no, man, everyone has their own little world.
Now everyone just wants to show off, too, about all the junk. Like, here, look at my stuff. Like,
man, that's what I love about Instagram. Check out my tits. Look how good they are.
Insert name here.
Insert name here.
Oh, I'd insert my name in that. Bellhop? What is it called?
Bellend.
You'd say
Bellend.
Bellend, bro.
Bellend.
Just the Bellend,
baby. The knob. Top of the knob to you.
Okay. Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, wake up, J-Ball.
Anything else that bothers people or creepy stories going on?
Things that make me mad are generally things that
you should be mad about.
Yeah, people who lock their bikes to trees. Oh my god!
What are you doing? Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, so outside the running store, every time I walk by the gym, there's like a bike locked to a tree outside this like running store, like Blacktail. I want to go inside and just be like, "Hey, is that your bike locked up to a tree?" Because I like. Like, what are they going to do? They're not going to fight me. They're runners. They're going to run away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, like, I just want to be like, hey, is that your bike? Like, next time I see you, I'm going to fucking cut off the lock because, like, I can't even believe
it.
You're
going to light it on fire.
Yeah. Like,
you're going to burn another tree.
I might even cut down the tree just to fucking prove a point.
Yeah.
Like, People lock up their bikes to trees. It just gets me so mad.
And you hate it because it's bad to trees, right?
Bad to trees. Yeah, it's a tree. The fucking tree is a living thing in the city. Like, it has no chance. Like, and you're just locking your bike to it. Like,
the tree's already in, like, an intermittent
camp. It's already
surrounded by concrete,
yeah.
Giant concrete things that are making fun of it.
You know those planters? Like, how far deep do they go full dirt?
Probably. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If the tree really didn't like it, then it would be able to defend itself. The tree dresses that way, so it deserves it. You know what I mean?
It's asking for it. Yeah, that's true.
tree had it coming.
Yeah, you fucking Spigen. Spigen, whatever.
Spigen. Look at it, all tall fucking and thin.
It's fucking Spigen, shit lord.
Oh, God.
Everyone tweet at Gavin Sutton.
Well, it is
all
fall.
All the SWJs, please.
It is fall. The leaves are coming off. It's looking a little slatty.
Slaggy. Slag.
Slag. Yeah. Fucking Gavin, did you know there's some new there is a new slang for a slut over here. Thought everyone on the thought.
What is it?
THOT thought, that hoe over there.
No way.
Yeah, that's
I kind of like that actually.
Thought. So it's like yo thought.
Yo, check out the thought. Thought.
Thought. Yeah, thought. It's like, and then it's like you got the thought walk too. You know those girls who do the thought walk.
That hoe over there walk.
That hoe over there walk.
Like the slut walk?
Yeah. They're just thirsty bitches. Okay. I like the word thirsty too. That's a really good.
Oh, thirsty is so good.
Yeah. Because it explains everything.
Word. Yeah.
In the most basic human need way.
Yeah, because you know, you're thirsty for some water, you gotta drink it. Human needs.
Thirsty for some Drake.
Thirsty for some Drake.
Drink. It's also D because it starts with a D.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty for that D. Like, thirsty oh, tech? Like, no. Drink.
Dasani water.
Yo, okay, if you mix Dasani and Aquafina water and like regular water, what would it taste like? You know how waters have taste? I was thinking about this the other day.
It tastes like Drake sweat.
No, you know what? That's a good idea.
I'm going to get some water. I'm going to fucking mix up, see what it tastes.
What's the one? I hate Dasani though. No. Dasani's the worst water ever.
No, Aquafina's the worst shit, man.
No, Dasani.
But you know what? You know what we can all unanimously agree on the best shit? Fucking tap water.
Yeah, I like tap water. The tap water here sucks.
Yeah.
The only way I can drink the water here is by putting ice in it. And that somehow the coldness of it just kind of stops tasting terrible.
You know, there's actually a thing where if you go to a foreign country, you shouldn't drink the tap water if like you're on a vacation because it'll make you sick.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get sick the first week, but I've been fine.
Yeah. Once you get there for a little while, you get used to it. But
yeah.
All right, that's all, folks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. Yeah. It's not as a.
No, that was pretty good.
Discussion heavy.
We said slut and slag it a lot.
Yeah.
We found out Gavin is a shitlord.
Shitlord. Lord of the shit.
Yeah.
And PSA, don't lock your bikes to trees.
Yeah, wake up, sheeple.
Even if they're asking for it or if it looks like they're asking for it, stop, man.
Yeah, no means no.
No means no. Like, trees are people. Stop.
Yes means
around.
Yes. No means no. Sky's blue, dogs are red.
We joke around here, but don't lock your bikes to trees.
Yeah, don't.
All right.
Yeah.
And so tweet Karthik.
Tweet Karthik at Karthik Music.
Tweet Gavin at
Gavin Sutton, I think.
And don't find me on the internet at all. Goodbye.
Yeah. And at NOITAY podcast. Message us your questions and
URLs soon to change.
Yeah.
Subject to availability.
Yes. We'll see what's available.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.